It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Monday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the Farm Futures Business Summit. I'll have this morning's stories coming up. It's the learning season for farmers, and coming up 2 weeks from this Thursday, there will be an excellent opportunity for you growers to learn, all right? It's the one winter meeting you don't want to miss, the Farm Futures Summit. It'll be the 24th and 25th at Iowa City, Iowa. The theme for the summit is Listen, Learn, Profit. They promise that you'll have the opportunity to learn from the industry's best experienced farm management and marketing authorities. And there'll be panel sessions with farmers, too. Farmers and ranchers from all over the country attend this skill-building conference to sharpen their business skills. They have 18 idea-packed learning sessions. High-profile ag economist, farm business specialist, farmer panels. Get all of the information at the website, farmfutures.com. It's Iowa City, January 24th and 5th, farmfutures.com. Firefighters and fire trucks from communities in two states were lined up at the Clinton, Iowa Central Fire Station yesterday afternoon as a hearse carrying the body of Clinton Fire Lieutenant Eric Hossett drove by. The 33-year-old firefighter was killed at a blast Saturday morning at an ADM plant at Clinton. A second firefighter was seriously injured. He's in a hospital in Iowa City, Iowa. Lieutenant Hossett had been with the Clinton Fire Department for 12 years. The cause of the blast at that plant is being investigated. From This Week in Agribusiness, this was to be a week of major crop reports of interest to the grain trade. The grain stocks, annual crop production totals for last year, the estimate of the winter wheat seedings, those were among the reports due for release this coming Friday. All of that is on hold now by the partial government shutdown. Some analysts say those numbers could have helped the grain market, that potentially the reports would have been friendly and help lift prices. Also from This Week in Agribusiness, our trade negotiators are getting to Beijing today, ahead of talks aimed at ending the trade war with China. President Donald Trump tweeted over the weekend, he's optimistic. Said Trump, "I really believe they want to make a deal. The tariffs have absolutely hurt China very badly," the president said. On the business beat, if someone were to ask you what are the top three sellers of all vehicles in the U.S., how would you answer? Well, the numbers showed last week they are all three pickup trucks. The F-150, the Silverado, and the Ram are 1, 2, and 3. By the way, it's getting close between numbers 2 and 3. We do love our trucks, don't we? The Chicago newspaper headlines this morning lay the blame clearly on the foot of the kicker. The Chicago Sun-Times says Cody Parkey hits another upright. The Chicago Tribune says Bears season ends in the cruelest way with Cody Parkey's missed field goal. This came after the Bears fell to the Philadelphia Eagles 16-15. Oh, and the social media abuse of Parkey was brutal from Bears fans. Well, even on their best behavior can be cruel. One of them altered the Wikipedia entry for Cody Parkey, describing his position on the team as professional upright hitter. That was something he did 6 times this season when he missed a kick. That's the Morning Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.